Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us today for the radio broadcast program of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today we're going to bring to you a discussion that many people try to avoid, but no one can avoid because that is the reality of life. And today's discussion is life after death in this world and the hereafter. You know, most people do not understand real life. Life is invisible. People judge life by things visible, something they can see, feel, or touch. So people must awaken to the real, invisible life, the unseen life. That's the reality. Life, they must awaken to the realization of their true life before time runs out. The remembrance of Allah, God, their creator, that is the essence of man's life. He remembers Allah from within, from his heart and soul. Man is guided by his spirit, the spirit from within. And his spirit, that spirit, is of his creator, Allah, God, the Almighty God. Allah, God, breathes into man of his spirit. And then he became a living soul. We want to thank you again this morning, our radio listening audience, for joining with us as we bring to you today's broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And now I want to remind you that you are listening to this broadcast, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. We have cut the time short because of other necessities. And it will be from 10:30 to 11:45. From now on, we'll be broadcasting a little shorter than we had then. But we will bring you the best of broadcasts and the most spiritual inspiring inspiration and knowledge that you will need to help guide you until you can come and join us again for next Sunday. So now, without any further delay, I bring to you our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum and greetings of peace
to all of you all this morning. We thank Allah, the Creator, our Creator, your God, my God, everybody is the same God, the same Creator. We thank Him for another day to give us a chance to repent, to give us a chance to realize that today could be our last day, to get our life back in line. I say in line with His will. You know, when I speak of the will of Allah as being a line, the quickest way to get to your destination is a straight way. You know, if you go straight, you get to your destination quicker. And so with that said, we want to come in with a prayer that's universal, and we want to say this prayer right in with the opening talk that we just was blessed to share with you. And this prayer is for all people. This prayer is not only a universal prayer for all people, but it is a prayer that if you sincerely accept it and you sincerely strive to fulfill the requirements in this prayer that the Creator Allah has required of us, it will itself take you all the way to heaven. It will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death on this earth, all of the death and destruction around us. It will shield and protect you from it, and it will protect you and lead you and guide you all the way back home to Jannah, to eternal paradise in the heaven of Almighty Allah in the hereafter. This prayer, I'm going to say it the best I can in Arabic, and then I'll translate it in English for those who don't understand the Arabic, the prayer that is in Arabic. Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين يا خن عبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. That is, we said with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, praise, all praises due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful ruler, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose fortune is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. So, you know, with that said, my beloved listening audience, thank you again for tuning in this Sunday morning, this beautiful day that Almighty Allah has given us another opportunity to live and to find life if we don't have life, you know, and get in harmony with His will, which is life, so that we won't just live a short life here, and when we die, we won't be able to get the real life, which is eternal. This life is short. It's short because it's not real. Anything that's real is eternal, and everything that's temporary, it is not real. It is just a test or an illusion. So we say that, and we say this about life after death, here and in the hereafter. Here in this world, what most people, perceive life as being is in things they see. For instance, I'll give you a good example, inshallah, be the will of Almighty God, Allah. You know, we think of life when we think of a baby. That's one of the best examples I know, I can think of to give. You know, because a baby is another human being coming into the world. And we see that that's life. But who's creating that life? You know, a lot of people may think that, you hear people just for human talk say, well, that's my child. We just had another child. And these are just human terms. And You'll hear a lot of ladies say, and I heard it when I was growing up, I carried you for 9 months. I birthed you. You hear them say this in particular, I gave you life, and I'll take the life from you if you disrespect me. Well, I have to disagree with them because the human being cannot create life. Life is created by the life giver, Allah. Allah is life. Allah is the creator of life. And life for the human being is not the physical. So therefore, when we have sexual intercourse with our husband, with our wife, or with your boyfriend or girlfriend, it has to be a male and a female, I know that. But anyway, whenever you have sexual intercourse and a life is produced, Allah produces that life in the womb of that mother. The man don't produce that life with sperm, and the woman don't produce that life with her ovary, any of the functions of her body, ovulating or whatever. Will she go through? She don't do that. All of that that's happening is through the power of Almighty God Allah. Even our bodies that we bring together, come together to have sexual relationship with, who created our body? Allah created our body. But the life, the real life of the human being is not the body that our creator Allah creates. It is the soul or the spirit of Allah in the body. Why? Because look at the world right now, people. I'm here in Washington, D.C., the capital, really, to me, of the world. As far as leadership, it's the leading government in the world. And you see, most of the people walking around here, they are not taqwa. They are not God conscious. They have totally forgotten God. And they are doing some of the most horrific things, but this is not just D.C. I just mentioned D.C. because I'm here working in the way of Allah, the Creator. But they some of the worst here, and beginning with the government of these United States of America, they don't want God in politics. And politics, I can tell you, share with you right now, is not based on the laws of God. Politics is based on the laws of man. Man, what he wants. And I can say this to you in the talk. Almighty Allah say that all the good that happens in our life as human beings come from Allah, our creator. He's all good. And he said all the bad that happens in our life come from ourselves. So we can see we got a bad government because they it's supposed to be a government of the people and by the people. And it don't just stop there. But if the people were God conscious, if the people of the government of the United States as well as other governments were together, united in the worship of the one God, then that one God, Allah, would overthrow the oppressive, corrupt government of the United States and the world for the people. But the people want the government to make things better for them, but they don't want to make things better for themselves by coming together, changing their lives, and living a morally good life. They want to continue to smoke dope, drink alcohol, fornicate, commit adultery, men have sex with men, women have sex with women. They want to continue to commit all these immoral acts, but yet they want the government to give them more money to help them in their corruption. It's not going to happen, people. And the rich people, I can tell you right now, for all of the poor, which represents 99% of the people, the rich ain't going to give you what they got because the rich people are selfish. They are under the influence of the Shaitan, the devil. And their plan is to have a world with just a few rich people and eliminate all these, as they call us poor people, peasants. Get these peasants off the earth, get them out of our way, so we can have this whole big wide world to ourselves. So now, thinking like this, that's not life. That's death. That's hatred. All of those things go under the definition of death. When you speak of life, you speak of love. You speak of justice. You speak of equality. You speak of kindness. You speak of compassion. You speak of wanting the good that you enjoy for your brothers and sisters among mankind. So if we want to understand a lot of people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, they say they believe in a heaven, right? They, in other words, they say they believe in a life after we physically die. They say they believe in the resurrection, and they say they believe there's a day called judgment when the Creator, Allah, will judge us all for the life that we lived while we was on his earth. But yet, at the same time they say this, you look at the lifestyle that most of them living, it's impossible for them to prepare for life hereafter when they're not even prepared for life while they're here. And how do you prepare for life while you're here on earth? You prepare for life while you're here on earth by realizing that all good comes from Allah and all the bad that happens in our life comes from ourselves. And stop following your own self, your own will, and sincerely seek in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own intelligence, sincerely seek and ask the Creator, Allah. He's everywhere. You don't have to see him. He see you. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. So you don't have to be at a masjid to call on Allah and connect with Allah. You don't have to be in a church. You don't have to be in a synagogue. You don't have to be in a Buddhist temple, a Hindu temple. You don't have to be in a building at all. You can walk up the street. And if you're sincere, just ask in your heart, Almighty God, Allah, let him know that you're tired of living a miserable, sinful, wicked, evil lifestyle. And that you're ready to change and live a good life, the life that he created for you. A good life. And you know why you already know he created a good life for you? Because he said he created his goodness in the nature of every human being. So good is already in our nature. We already know good. In fact, we know good before we know wrong, evil. Because good is our nature. Evil is foreign to our nature. You see, evil is a behavior that's taken on by false, misleading knowledge, miseducation. But if the human being is educated correctly, the human being will know that the human being is good. And the United States of America has found out factual. They couldn't ignore these facts. They were wondering why it was so much killing, so much, and still, they know now, but they was wondering, trying to find out why it was so much hatred and evil in America, and really the criminal behavior of white people here in this country against blacks. They was trying to find out, was people born with evil nature? Was that the nature of some people and some people born with a good nature? In essence, the reality, they was just trying to find out if people were born with criminal intentions or inclinations. And they factually came to find out, no, that's not true. That all human beings was born with the nature of good. So no child is born with criminal intentions or inclinations. Criminal behavior is something that people come into by the examples they see in the society. In other words, they see killers, rapists, they see homosexuals, they see lesbians, they see child molesters. And we, as human beings, we follow each other and you lead people by example, you see. And so we have a society full of bad examples, immoral examples. So we need some good moral role models today. And we don't have many, even in religion, because most people in religion today they are practicing in what the Arabic language of the Quran and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, what's called bid'ah. Bid'ah means innovations. This is the problem in religion today. It's innovation. It's people inventing their own ideas, wrong, evil, corrupt ideas, into the religion to change the religion, the way of Allah, the way that leads to Allah. They putting their own ideas into the way that lead to Allah so that they can mislead other people, use them, abuse them, and exploit them for their own selfish gain and purposes. So this is why you have so much hypocrisy in religion. Because most people in religion are selfish today. They're selfish, they're greedy, and they're corrupt. And this ain't something that won't foretold. Even in the Old Testament, and I ain't talking about none of these Bibles today, I'm talking about the book that Jesus brought 2,000 years ago, the Injil, or the Gospel. The good news, it says that in the last days, people, most people in general, would be lovers of themselves. They wouldn't be lovers of Allah, their creator, and lovers of each other. We were created to love Allah, our creator, and to love one another. And you can't love me and do me harm. You can't love me and hate me. You can't love me and not want the good you enjoy for me too. That's injustice. Almighty Allah is a just creator. So, excuse me, I got a little phlegm in my throat, but at this time, I want to say that if you want life after you die, you must first come into life while you're still living in the body on the earth. Because the same way that you die is the same way, people, that you will be resurrected on the day of judgment. In other words, if you die a criminal, a crook, you will be resurrected a crook. And if you die in an evil state of condition, your evil deeds will torment you in the grave until the day of resurrection. And if you die in a good state, submitting to the will of Allah, your creator, your good deeds will keep you comfort. Just like you're still in heaven in the grave, you will be just like you're in heaven until the trumpet sound for the resurrection. For your judgment, you will be in a heavenly state. But it's our choice. This is the difference between people. Everything in creation, it is already set in its nature and it can't change. We're the only creatures Allah created that can change our true nature to a foreign nature that is against our true nature, which is bad. Our true nature is good, again, I say. But because we have a limited amount of free will, freedom of will, we can go against our nature. And this is why all the evil is in the world. We can't blame the devil. Don't blame Satan. Don't blame the jinn. Blame yourself. Because you have free will. And evil can only exist in the absence of truth. So if you don't have truth in your life, then evil can come in. Because you done made room for evil to come in. Why? This is so easy because you are already evil yourself. Almighty God Allah say that all bad come from ourselves. So we already bad. Now we forget God. We already bad and evil. And then the devil joins us in our evil, him and his followers, and they encourage us and we start working with the devil as partners in evil. That's called partners in crime, you see. So you want to stop that because the devil and his followers, the evil spirits you can't see, we done let them in this world and they done took over our world. This world, Allah say, once was a good world where it was godly people. People were loving each other way back in the past. This world was all good. All people recognized themselves as one. All people recognized Allah, their creator, as one. It was once like that. See, but most people don't study history, especially black African-Americans, so therefore they don't know how things supposed to be. They don't know how they supposed to be because they don't study history. They go by what people tell them. And in order to find the truth, you got to seek the truth for yourself. was a man made a song. His name was Gil Scott Heron. He said the revolution will not be televised. What was he talking about? He was talking about the revolution of you understanding who you are as a black people, where you come from and where you're going. They ain't going to put that on TV to show you. You got to see that for yourself, that your freedom, you ain't going to get on no TV program. Huh? You ain't going to get on no commercial. You're going to have to seek it for yourself, African-American people. I'm talking to you all particular now. But in general, people, Caucasians and everybody, you all need to be free from your own sin, from your own wickedness, from your own ungodly ways, by understanding that you do have a creator who's superior over you, and that his will is for the good of all creation, and that in bringing his will back in the world, we can eliminate evil. His unity and his worship, by all of us worshiping him as one and understanding that he's one creator and evil is one also. There's not two goods and two bads. There's one evil and one God, one good. You have to choose which one you want to follow. You can't follow both. So if we come back to the unity in the worship of Allah, then we can eliminate evil. And Allah says this, the true cure or solution to the evils in all the world and our lives is his unity. You unite with God, Allah, first in yourself. Recognize you ain't your own person. This ain't my body, but I'm Allah's creature. I belong to Allah. I'm created to worship and serve Allah. I'm not created to do what I want to do. I'm created to worship and serve my creator, and then I can have beauty in my life like I see in the creation of Allah, the beauty all around us is beauty. But it's all under divine moral law. And we have broken divine moral law as human beings and brought destruction and evil on ourselves. So that is the way to stop it. So at this time, I give over to the co-host because it appears that we're going to have to carry the show, and that's fine with us. We're teachers, and we love to teach. So at this time, I just want you to think on what's been said and meditate hard on it because life is short, and today could be any of us our time to die, to leave this world, and we must be prepared because if you're not alive when you die spiritually, you won't be resurrected and be alive. You'll be resurrected dead if you die dead spiritually. You'll be resurrected dead spiritually also. Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum at this time.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I don't really need to remind you, do I, that you are listening to the broadcast radio program of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And again, he's coming on strong, explaining it to us, breaking it down so that we will understand and we won't have to say we didn't know when we meet our Creator. We can't say nobody told us, so we didn't know, because he's telling it and he's telling it like it is. And we thank Allah for Imam Shahid Shabazz and all those who are striving so hard to reach us and teach us the truth and reality of us and our purpose, ourselves, our purpose on life. I'm one who loves studying. I know a lot of people love studying the Bible, that stuff, what they read, just their guidance, their directions, and way of life each day. I read the Holy Quran. That's what I read, and I love studying and reading it. And each time you read, you seem to find something different that you didn't see before. Although you might be reading in the same area, the same, as you call it, chapter, we call it surah, and the same ayah. So we find that we always being fed new inspiration, new knowledge. So what do we mean by that? It means that Allah's knowledge, the Creator's knowledge, is so profound that you can't get it all at one time. And to really, really understand it, you must read and read and read again. So today, as I was reading in a surah 7, or chapter 7, as we call it, And you always say verse 10, and it's I got 10 to us, okay? And it's just right on time with what Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching today about life. It says, it is we who have placed you with authority on earth and provided you therein with means of fulfillment of your life. Small are the things that ye give. So be very inappreciative. Okay, but it says we have been placed on earth, huh? So we know that we can create nothing. We didn't create ourselves, right? But it is not just referring to our physical self. I'll go on to read, but as we were placed on earth, we didn't even create or have anything to do with what we have on earth for our existence. Says it is we. So our Creator is saying that Him, and He's giving credit to His creation, recognizing us as oneness, the oneness of Him, the oneness of Him. And this is how we're supposed to exist on earth, in unity, as one creation, as He has placed us there. And He speaks in terms of us seeing ourselves working together, not divided and not apart on earth, not separated, but together as one, because He says it is we, even though we know He is referring to Himself. He's the one who did it all. We as a people did nothing, nor did the angels. Everything was created except the Creator. But He was so generous, so caring for us, so merciful, that He made sure that our basic needs, everything that we needed for survival, was right here on earth for us to use, if we but would take advantage of it. He says it's for the fulfillment of our life, for us to live our life at its fullest here on earth, at the best that we can live it. He didn't make it difficult for us. He made it easy. Man brings difficulty on himself by rebelling and ignoring the signs, ignoring the way of life that our Creator has ordained and planned for us to live, and going astray from that way and doing His own thing. So this is what makes life difficult to live on earth. It is not the Creator. Some men want to blame the Creator. No. He made it easy for you. You make it hard for yourself by being so rebellious and in denial of your true self. It is we who created you and gave you shape. He gave you shape. Then we begged the angels to bow down to Adam, and he refused to bow down. Who is Adam? Adam referring to man, the creation. Abraham had created man. See how rebellious he is? And this is rebellion goes on today. Goes on today within man today. He refused to accept the way of his Creator, Allah, Almighty God. He wants to do his own thing. Erica. And rebellious. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have to do that. Why do I have to do that? That's all crazy. That's nonsense. I do what I want to do. I'm over myself. And you see the mess that self has brought on in this world today. Man being in charge of himself. So it says the shape, as it's referred to, of course, it means, of course, not just the physical form, which changes from day to day, but also the various forms and shapes which our ideal and spiritual existence may take from time to time, according to our inner experience. So therefore, there it goes. Life is from within. And that's the most important form and shape that we take on, huh? We take on that form and shape that dictates to us from within and tells us what to do. If we listen to the good dictates, Allah's dictates, the spirit that He put within us, we're going to have a beautiful day because we're going to do good. But if we don't, and listen to the dictates of the rebellious Shaitan, as we call it, within. That is disguising us to do wrong. The life is a challenge between good and evil. A challenge between good and evil. And too many, the most, things have chosen evil. So therefore, this life that we're living today that we're criticizing and complaining about is not brought on by the Creator. It's brought on about the choices that he gave us to make. He gave us a choice. So, and the will, the will to either obey him or disobey them. It's our choice. And most have chosen the way of deception, of Satan, of the illusion. This world is an illusion. Man is illusion. Everything is an illusion. Because the Lord places us here temporarily. And he places here to test our faith in him. To believe in the unseen. To realize and recognize him as him and only him as Creator. That's what we are here for. But most men want to think, as I think I said last Sunday, they want to think that they are the Creator and can't even explain the feelings in the tip of their fingers. Can't even explain what it's composed of, what the fingers are composed of, what the nails are composed of, why they grow, and why they look in the shape that they are. They can't explain anything about themselves and want to see themselves as being self-creative. That's so ridiculous. They can't even explain where the food comes from, how it grows, and how it all began. They can take you back to, as they take themselves back to, the atoms of life, so to speak. The sperm, the egg, the seed, and all that. But where did they come from? They can't go beyond that because they are not creators of life. Yet they want to come here and rebel and take control of life, control of people, as though they are some God, and make life miserable instead of the beautiful heaven, the beautiful good way of life that man could be living on earth. He is forced to live in a hell because of rebellious evil ones who want to have so-called charge and control of everything and be selfish and have it for self and who they want it for. They cause everyone else to suffer. But it's all a test, they know, because we are all a test. We're all just an illusion. And so Allah reminds us unexpectedly that we are sometimes. We just a beautiful, beautiful soul, young, beautiful soul, are returned in my family. My beautiful daughter-in-law returned to our Creator. He took her soul about a month ago, a little over a month ago now it was. And, of course, I said it's unexpected because she was doing well and, as we understand, preparing to go to the Eve. I mean, she had one of these, what they call a grand seizure. She had multiple sclerosis, but she was doing fine with that. She was going to be, she wanted to be what they call a witness as to how Allah had blessed her to recover because she wasn't, she was in a special program they had to show that this disease can also recover from it. And she was doing well, but she started having these little seizures. And while she was in her jacuzzi, she had a jacuzzi that she used to help relax the muscles and all, you know, and help to give a little energy to that body, her jacuzzi. Anyway, while she was in it preparing to go to eat and just relax and taking care of her body first, getting it prepared, she had what they call the grand mal seizure. And that's usually one that does either deform you if you survive it, or take you away and return you to the Creator altogether. So she was returned to her Creator when she had hurt. And, of course, this came unexpected to all of us. And so even though we know that we all, that's the journey we are on, that's the final, our final journey, our final return, and that's the reality of life, the real life, the true life, is not this life. And that's why we're constantly being reminded of the unseen. Everything that we do on earth comes from the unseen. The unseen. And if we don't accept it and rebel against it, we're not living. Our life is God, because our life is supposed to be good. It's supposed to continue in good growth. Good growth, you know, the best. And we have, other than that, That means they're destroying and cutting our life short, cutting the roots off, destroying our life is what we're doing. Father, even here on earth, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has told us so beautifully, explained to us that we are not just dead, void of life in our physical life. It's our spiritual life that's most important. We are born up when we refuse to follow our Creator. Now I take you back to the Creator. I'm Theophilus, Allah forgive me, to our Imam, Shahid Shabazz, so that he may continue with the deeper discussion on life here and after.
Peace be upon you all. The subject topic is life after death. First of all, I want to say, think along with me, people, if you will. Let's listen at the words. Words have deep meanings, but you got to think. Let's listen at the word universe. In the word universe, while the co-host was talking, the Creator Allah revealed to me that if you look at the word universe and you break it down, universe has in it unity, and it also has verse. Now, verses are what you call in the Quran. You got verses. You got verses in the Bible. You got verses in all the scriptures. But those verses, the Quran explained what they mean. Those verses are ayats. Ayats are signs. So all over the universe, you have signs directing you to your Creator, because everything in the creation is His creation, and it speaks to us. It speaks to us, and what it says to us is that you have a Creator, that you have a life that is designed for you to live according to the universal plan of the Creator. The universal plan of the Creator is what? Unity. Because in the word universe is unity. So in order to have a unity, we must accept the universal plan of the Creator. And the universal plan of the Creator is this. He said this in the last and final revelations in the Holy Quran. He said He created us, humankind, mankind, humankind. He said He created us as nations and tribes of the earth, that we might get to know one another and not despise one another. So you see, our purpose as human beings is the same as all the universe, is to work as one so that we can get to know each other. And when we get to know each other, we get to know that we are one. We're one and the same. Our origin, the beginning of life is one. That beginning, as the co-host said, the beginning of mankind's life on the earth is from Adam, the first man. Now, that preferred that man, and then that man was blessed with a wife, Eve. And those two human beings, they produce all of the human beings, all of us. And all the human beings that would be on the earth until there is no more earth and no more human beings, all the human beings come from Adam, and they come from Eve. And Adam and Eve were created by one God. Now, this is something that I want to say that's very, very important, because most people forget about this. Listen, as the co-host was saying, in the beginning, when Almighty God Allah created Adam and Eve, they weren't created on the earth. They was created in heaven, in Eden, heaven, our heaven. And they didn't have a body. They had a soul. And Almighty God, Allah, used to come to them every day. And He used to teach them. He instructed them. He gave them guidance. And He told them what that He wanted them to do and what He didn't want them to do. And only one thing He forbid them from doing in the world that they was in, the heaven, the spiritual world, the heaven they were in. He said, in this world I created for you, it's a garden. He said, and in this garden I have all types of good fruit for you to nourish your soul and nourish your souls. And He said, I allow you to eat of all of this good fruit in the garden, anywhere, He said, but there's one garden that I have allowed to grow in the garden to test you, to test your faith in me. And this particular tree, I don't want you to eat the fruit that this tree bear, because the fruit that this tree bear is the fruit or the knowledge of good and evil. And he says, so anytime you come in the midst of the garden, see, because this tree was in the midst of the garden. He said, anytime you come to this tree in the midst of the garden, stay away from it. He said, because if you don't stay away from it, the day that you eat of this particular tree that I have forbidden, you will surely die. And so, you know, as clever as the Satan was, he was created before Adam and Eve. He already knew how wise Allah was, so he had some of that wisdom in him. So he knew how to manipulate and exploit Adam and Eve, because they were fresh on earth, not on earth, excuse me, but in heaven, in creation. And so he is called the chief deceiver by Allah, because he was able to deceive Adam and Eve. But it was only because they disobeyed Allah, his commandments. His commandment was all I asked you to do, him them to do, was just eat of all the good trees, the good. That meant he meant for them, listen, I got my knowledge all over the world, all over this world, and it's good. And as long as you come to my knowledge, which is good, and you follow my knowledge, which is good, you'll never go astray. You'll never be deceived by the evil one, the Satan. But the day you come to the knowledge of good and evil in the world, you, if you follow that, you will surely die. It will mislead you, confuse you, and lead you to destruction. And so Adam and Eve were deceived by the Satan, and they ate of the forbidden tree, and they began to die. And in their death, they called on Allah and asked forgiveness. They said, we know we were wrong. We just got weak. And Allah forgave them. So in this world, Allah said, on earth, I will put you, Adam and Eve, on the earth, and instead of me, and I will put Satan down there with you too, and I'm going to test you all with him now, but this time I'm going to test you with him, when that I'm not going to just come to you and give you my guidance like I did, but you're going to have to call on me now for your guidance, to protect you from evil. So we have to understand that the down here on earth now, our father and mother, they lost us the opportunity where we had a direct connection with Almighty God, and he would just come to us and guide us. It ain't like that no more. We got to go to him now. So when evil comes at us, we got to call on God, Allah now. I was saying the other day to one young man, he was ill, and I was saying, don't think that if you don't do what the doctors tell you to do, really what God tell you to do, eat the right foods, don't think that God going to change your condition and you don't do nothing to try to change your eating habits. It don't work like that. I said, God didn't create us and leave us without what we need to help ourselves. But we got to call on him. We got to seek his knowledge. And so don't think that in religion, people, of those that say they believe in God, don't think you don't have work to do. A lot of people think if you believe in Almighty God, everything's supposed to come easy. You ain't supposed to have no trials. You ain't supposed to go through no tribulations. They think everything's supposed to be easy. I've even heard some ignorant so-called Muslims over the 41 years I've been a Muslim say to me and others that because we were going through trials and hardships and tribulation, y'all must be doing something wrong. That's why Allah or the Creator ain't blessing y'all. That was one of the most ignorant, stupidest things I ever heard any human being say in my life. They trying to blame the trials that God, Allah, put us all here for, the trials that Allah put on us as a God punishing us because he put us through trials. They want nothing but what you call bona fide hypocrites in religion, just to mislead people. All it was in religion for was selfish gain. And so they don't want to share their so-called material gain with me and with others, so they blame our trials of not having, our poverty of not having what they got materially as God, Allah punishing us. You see how the devil and his people try to use reverse psychology to mislead people against the way of Allah? But the Holy Quran was revealed 1,400 years ago, 1,400 and about 36 years ago, to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as clear guidance for all mankind, to clear up all the misconception, to clear up all the lies that was put in religion prior to the coming of Prophet Muhammad 1,400 and some years ago. So the Holy Quran is not just for Muslims, it's for everybody. Everybody since the time of Prophet Muhammad was here on this earth, 1,400 years ago, the Holy Quran is for Jew, Christian, Catholic, the Jehovah, whoever you say you are. And if you don't follow the Holy Quran's guidance today, you will never find guidance to help you out of this corruption, this destruction, and this evil in this world. In the Holy Quran, you have all good knowledge. There's no falsehood mixed in with the Quran. There's no man's version, King James version, King so-and-so version. It's only one version in the Quran of the truth, and that's the version of the author of truth, Allah. And Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? And I know none of you can answer that, but except to say no one's word can be truer than the Creator, the author of all truth, the knower of all. So, you see, this is life. These are life-giving teachings. But you must open up your heart if you want to live. You must open up your hearts today, not tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. You may not be here the next breath. Open up your heart at this moment. And repent. And repent sincerely of all of the ungodly things you know you're doing in your life. Repent. But it's got to be from the heart. And ask Allah sincerely to help you. Guide me. Teach me the wrong from the right. And Allah say He revealed the Quran as the only book to teach us right from wrong. Good from evil, truth from falsehood. And he said the greatest gift he's given mankind is not money, material thing, it's his knowledge, his truth. So when you hear people say knowledge is power, it ain't any knowledge, it's the knowledge of the Creator. Because with his knowledge, when everybody around you is self-destructing, his knowledge is the only knowledge, his mercy and grace to save you from destroying yourself when you see self-destruction all around you by most people. And that is indeed the way it is today. Most Muslims are self-destructing. Christians, Jews. And I call them three religions because they are the three biggest or major religions in the world. So, you see, you can't deceive the Creator who knows what's in your heart. He knows the unseen and the seen. He knows the beginning and He knows the end. And so again, life after death. Now, we all was born, right? Yes. Now, but that was one, and when we was born, we did have life. We had spiritual life. You see, Allah breathed or inspired in our body His divine spirit, spiritual life, and it gave us spiritual life. Spiritual life is human life, not animal life. And so now falsehood and false knowledge has led us astray from a true spiritual life. And that's most people, not just black people. You see it all over the world, corruption, most people. So we need a rebirth. We need a rebirth. The world needs, or people need a rebirth. That rebirth is a spiritual rebirth. We need a spiritual rebirth. But the only way you can be reborn spiritually, you have to sincerely surrender. Surrender submit your whole will, your whole heart to your Creator, Allah. And if you do that, he said he will transform your life into a life that's good and pure, and he will forgive you of your faults and your sins and guide you on this straight path until he guides you all the way back into his heaven after this life is over in Jannah, which is the life of heaven, eternal heaven of Allah in the hereafter. But you've got to be sincere, people. We're not playing. This ain't no playing talk. This is serious. Life or death, choose what you want. But if you will be dead spiritually and blind, Allah say in this world to his truth, he said you will be dead spiritually and blind on the day of judgment. In fact, he say most people will say, Allah, on the day of resurrection and judgment, why did you raise me up from the dead blind when I had sight before on earth? And Allah said he will say to them, you was blind to my signs on earth, and you will be blind to my reality in my world. You won't see me. You didn't see me and want to see me when you were on earth. All you wanted to see was the things you seen, the physical things, the material things I created to test you, which weren't real. All you wanted to do was see those things, and you put your whole life into pursuing nothing but the unreal illusions that you've seen in my material creation, and now you want to see me in my real eternal world when you could have seen me while you were on earth in my eternal world, and see me now in my real eternal world, which is forever, but you cannot because you refuse to see me spiritually and mentally when you was on earth. So you won't see me now. The only thing you will experience, and you won't see, but you'll experience, is the torments in the hellfire. So people, this is no joke, no game, no plan. This is real. This is serious. And so for all of you out there who want life after death, you must get that life now. There's a saying, and it's very powerful too, that no one, listen carefully, no one has ascended, went up and ascended to heaven with God that weren't already with Allah on earth. Meaning this, that you can't go up to Allah if you don't stay with Allah while you're on earth. Meaning you got to live a good life. You got to live a holy life while you're on earth. And then Almighty God will raise you up that same way. But if you're down here living a sinful life, a life of hypocrisy, a life of lying, a life of injustice, a life of crime, then you will be raised up in that same state as a crook, as an evil jinn spirit, and you will be raised up into a state where you will be completely blind to the reality of the world of Allah. And then you, and there's another saying, this is very important, say on the day of judgment, after the judgment, say there will be a bridge. It will be called the Sirat. That bridge will be called the Sirat. And say everybody that's got the light of Allah, God, in them, they will be able to see that bridge, because on that day of judgment, it will be total darkness. You see, and Allah said the only light will be his light in his world. And he said on that day, if you have his light, you'll be able to see this bridge that it's called a bridge over troubled water, some people used to say. Well, it's the bridge that leads into heaven. But you got to have the light of Allah to see that bridge, because you'll be in darkness, total darkness, if you don't. And all the unbelievers that didn't have the light of Allah in them in this world, and on the day of resurrection and judgment, they won't be able to see that bridge. So they will be walking under the bridge, and under the bridge leads into the fire of hell. Don't you see how important it is to get the light of Allah in your life right now? So that, and then there's another saying in the Bible that says, it was these people, ladies or whatever, but you'll get the message, inshallah. Say, on the day of judgment, they ask some other people, can I borrow your light so I can see how to get into heaven? And they said, no, we just got enough light for ourselves. And then the Holy Quran, Allah say, the unbelievers and the hypocrites will be running up to us who got his light, and kept living a good life here and got us to heaven, we'll have his light. He said the hypocrites and the coffers, the rejected, the faithful, will be running up to us saying, can we borrow some of your light? Because they want to see how to get into heaven too, because they're gonna see that fire and the agony of the fire in the darkness, and they ain't going to want to be in that darkness. And the law tell us, the ones with his light, to tell them, go to the back of the line and try to find you some light where you can. Meaning that they can't share their light with you. They just got enough light for themselves. So salvation is personal. You've got to get the light of Allah for yourself, and you got to keep it by living a pure life, a good life, a life of justice and equality, a life of kindness, compassion, and love, not only for human beings, but for all Allah's creatures and creation. And then you die in that way in a state of submission to Allah's will. He said, you ain't dead, you still live. But you're living, finding your substance, that which sustains your spiritual life, your real life, and his divine presence. People, I greet you at this time in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, because I want you to think on what's been said. And I will turn it back over to the co-host, because we're alternating and trying to bring this beautiful message of life after death to you today. Peace be unto you. That's what I'm saying. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Imam Shahid Shabazz. That's who you're listening to today, our radio listening audience, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And again, he's bringing it to you, a beautiful life-giving teaching, life-giving to help you to live again, give you some life, because most have turned away from life, from God, Allah's way of life. That his nourishment, his knowledge, his will, and have accepted the ways of life of the world, of man, and they're not living, they're dead. Again, they're dead. And we really want to thank him, because it is his teaching that are waking those minds, those dead minds. Dead minds, when you bring you the truth, when you bring you the words of your Creator, we are bringing you life. We are waking those dead, sleeping minds that have gone astray and causing you to think again. As you continue to say, think about who you are and whose you are. What is your purpose on earth? Why are you here? You know, you ask yourself, because of all the millions of cells, I believe, affirms you were the one who Allah chose. You were chosen. You were chosen, people. Don't you understand that? Allah, the Creator, chose you to come on this earth and to be tested and tried in your faith and see which would be best in conduct. Will you truly believe in me regardless of what happens to you on earth and what you go through on earth? Seek my help and guidance and turn back towards me to guide you and show you the way back to me. And that's what's happening, people. We are happening. If you don't go astray, you go back further and further into darkness and ignorance and self-destruction. But when you receive the words of your Creator, you study his words, you pray and talk to him, and you strive to live a life of good for each other, for humanity, reaching out to help one another, to care, show your love, as they say, show your love for one another. Then you are living the life, that's when you're living. That's when you have become alive. Because you're doing as your Creator has commanded you to do. Helping to make this life on earth a beautiful and good life for everyone to live and enjoy while they are here. So come back to the reality of who you are. Come back and live. Come and live again. They have a song out with the word live again in it. Why are people singing these songs, everything about living and living again, if they're already living? Again, and reading from our Holy Quran, I was reading a surah, a chapter 8, and an ayat, a verse, 24 it was here, that I was reading in, and it says, O ye who believe. Yes, we have in our, the Holy Quran, you're always approaching who? It doesn't say Muslims. It doesn't say man. It says, O ye who believe. It's always the believers, those who have faith, trust in that Creator, believe in Him, and it doesn't have to be a word Muslim because of a way of life we live is called Islam, which is only a way of life. No, Islam is for every human being, the right way of life, the way of life chosen from the Creator. So therefore, He's referring to every human being. It doesn't matter what religion you're in. If you believe in the God, believe in the Creator, whoever and whatever you call Him, right? You are a believer. And this is who this verse is referring to, the believers out there. Whoever you are, whatever religion, whatever you call yourself, it says, give your response to Allah, and let be known as we call the Almighty God, whoever you want to call Him. It says, give your response to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which will give you life. If you already given life and you already in life, in your physical life, what do you mean by calling you to that which will give you life? So, it must be talking about something else. You must not be living, huh? Oh, I thought I was living. Look, I'm walking around here. I'm talking. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And it says, and know that Allah cometh in between a man and his heart. Uh-oh. And that it is He to whom ye shall all be gathered. It is to Him that we will all be gathered, okay? What does it mean? A man cometh in between a man and his heart. Allah, your Creator, huh? What's that all about? Desire. Your will. Your way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, I'm going on this vehicle on this big trip next week, you know. We're going to travel to Hawaii, and we're going to have us some fun in the sun on the beach. Oh, yes. But when the week and time comes to you to go, what happens? Oh, no. I got this terrible virus. I got the flu. I can't go nowhere. Huh? Huh? Did you expect that? Can you stop that? Uh-oh. Something happened, didn't it? Allah comes between you and your desire. Allah is the best plan. Man's plan, but Allah plan. And Allah is the best planner. So He has chosen that you, huh? He said, oh no, you must be going there today. This time, not this time. You'll have to make it another time. Right now, you have to heal yourself. Get some rest. Get plenty of rest. And let that body heal. Huh? So Allah comes between a man and his desires, huh? And He is the best of planners. Whatever He has for you, even though it might appear to be the worst, it's the best. Huh? So you're talking about life, you have no control of your life. Huh? You couldn't control that. That was your Creator's choice. Your choice was to go, and His was no, you're not going. You're going to stay here this time. See? See, man, what little power you have? You have no power. You are nothing. Without your Creator, you're not even living, huh? You only get your life from His Spirit that He breathed into you. And from obeying and listening to Him and His will and His call. And you always seek it out first. That's why the first thing in the morning, what should you do? And most don't do it. You should rise up thanking your Creator and seeking His help, asking for His guidance through the day to show you the way, show you His plan, what He has ordained for you that day. Because, again, your plans might be one thing, but they might have changed. They might end up being something else. Something unexpected. So you ask your Creator to show you His plans, and you ask Him to make it a good day for you, huh? There's a lot of evil and wrong going out there because of man choosing his way, his choice, and being rebellious. And you don't want to get caught up in that. So you wake up in the morning seeking help and guidance from your Creator, thanking Him for awakening and giving you another chance to get your life together and prepare for Him. Prepare for that real life, for that real spiritual, everlasting, eternal life with Him. You thank him in the morning for waking you up and giving you a chance to do that and to forgive you some of your sins so that maybe you can add a few more good deeds today to your record. That record you must substitute in the end on the judgment day. There's a record there that's when you have to answer to, huh? Of what you did and how you spent your life on earth. Your way of living, of doing, of going about, of reaching out. How did you spend that day, those days on earth? And that's what it is, just days. None of us really live, I think, to be. They said the longest life, I believe, was the life of Noah. And he lived to be 900-something years old. And that wasn't even a day on earth. Huh? A day is like 1,000 years in the eyes of the Creator. So look at your life and see what your life is really all about. And let's think. Thank Allah for blessing those people. Thank the Almighty God for giving you people to wake you up and warn you and turn you back to the right way so you've gone off course in your travels here on earth. Again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Remind others. Have others to listen in. Share it. And let them get some of these life-giving, life-awakening teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And today's discussion is life after death in this world and the hereafter. Even though we've spoken, we've had guests to come in and join us today, they somehow didn't appear to be able to make it. But that's all right. Allah has put his word into us to give it to you regardless. And you're going to get the message that he has planned for you, whether we have guests here to comment with us and share it with us, or we just have to give it ourselves. Again, I bring to you our host and teacher today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Again, we thank you for your time, taking the time out to listen today to these life-giving teachings of Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us with life because, you know, life is a gift. You know, in the wombs of our mothers, there were so many sperms, life-giving germs, trying to make it. I understand it was thousands, millions. It was many, thousands and thousands. And look at the one that Allah chose us to come into life. He didn't have to do that, people, you know. And so life is a gift. So value life. Life is not for joke and sport and play. Life has a serious purpose. And the serious purpose of life is to worship and serve Allah so that you can live after you die. We don't want to, you know, we around here so short, people. So why would you want to enjoy a little short time around here with these old playthings, material things, and miss out on eternal life, where you're going to have things that's so good and joyful that these little pleasures you get here ain't going to be nothing compared to the pleasures you're going to get in heaven in the hereafter if you make it. And that's going to be forever. But we all, no matter what you got around here and there, even the rich people, they getting ready to die and leave all of this stuff back here. We didn't bring anything here when we were created and brought into this creation on earth. And when we die, we're not taking anything with us. That should tell us something right there that, you know, hey, do you want that to be just that way? And I'll tell you this in my conclusion, you can never find the fulfillment of your life in material things. The only way you can find fulfillment is in the one who gave you life. And again, in my conclusion, I want to remind you that Allah, or the Creator, whoever you want to call him, but Allah means all in all, means that this Creator, he created everything from himself. Everything comes from his one power, not in the two or three gods. He's all in all. He's the same God, creator in everybody and everything he created. So we're talking about the same God. There ain't but one, and he's universal. So, you know, life is short, life is serious, and the grave, death, meaning death, is not the goal of life. The goal of life is to have life hereafter eternally. That's why we're put here to be tested, to see who will qualify for the eternal life by choosing the eternal life while they're on earth over the temporary life and the temporary material things, which are only an illusion in this world. So we end with this prayer. O Allah, the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all lords, the master of the day of judgment, you alone do we worship. Show us your straight way. Guide us through the confusion. Guide us through the evils and the corruptions in this world. Protect us from our own evil and the evils of this world. And guide us until we are pure and like you want us to be when we are ready to come back home to you in a state of total submission to your divine and pure will. We pray that you will bless all the sincere, true believers of all religions, all people, and all faiths. We pray and ask this prayer for them and their families. And we thank you again for your listening and your time. Join us next Sunday, same time. We greet you in the greetings of peace from Almighty God and all his prophets and messengers, from Adam down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum again, and thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. May Allah bless you, continue to bring to us these beautiful, beautiful words, life-giving teachers from him to give, to share with the people, and to awaken them to you and your reality. And we are now, once again, at the close of our discussion today. Like I said, it's a discussion. Even though, like I said, we didn't have some guests. And if you out in the radio audience who would like to be guests, give us a call and let us know. Who want to come on, who want to say something, let us know so that we can plan for you to be on next Sunday to join with us and give us some feedback. The number to call is 301-672-3381. That's your name, Chahi. And let them know that you would like to participate in the show tomorrow, on his show, next Sunday at 10:30. Thank you again, and we pray that you will have a beautiful and blessed day as you leave us today, and be careful out there. Always seek the help and guidance of your Creator, the Almighty God, whom we call Allah. As-salamu alaykum to you.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your
neighbors,
and we're on the
hand.
And
you know, it seems like